them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. Now, we can see the inspiration by our mighty Creator and everlasting God throughout the ages. The prophet Joel says it best in the second chapter of Joel's writings, and verses 17 to 18 in the chapter 2, where he is inspired to write down for our future, for future generations to ponder about our caring Father. Joel chapter 2, verse 17 says, "Let the priests, let the Lord's ministers weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, 'Spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your inheritance a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they among the peoples say, where is their God?'" And also in Joel chapter 2, verse 18, it says, "Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and will have pity on his people." King David writes in Psalms 103, 13 to 17, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." And I know that all of us fear him in our hearts. "For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are just dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field." And 16 says, "The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children." Isn't that a great hope? No matter what happens, he's with us forever. Anyway, in Exodus 13, 21 to 22, it says, "And the Lord went before them by the day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night." Verse 22, "The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. Just as a mother comforting her children day by day as they are growing up, helping us to recognize signs through that relationship with our mothers and fathers, we begin to know when it's time to move, being guided ultimately by our Holy Creator, our Father God, and how he leads us, similar to our parents when we were young. God still leads us by his gentle Holy Spirit through safer places in our lives, not always letting us take the shortest road so that we don't become overwhelmed by circumstances that he knows would overtake us, so we wouldn't attempt similar challenges in our future walk with him. So he protects us by having us take the longer road. Sometimes I've wondered about my own personal walk with the Lord. And I'm learning to try my best to flourish wherever he puts me, wherever I find myself. It's a powerful witness to everybody around us because they're watching us, our families, our relatives, our loved ones, our friends, even people that we don't even realize. They're watching us. They know we're believers. They can sense it in their heart. There's a difference. So I challenge everybody here today, just wherever you find yourself, as a little child, just flourish and sprout up and glorify God the best you can in whatever situation he's given you to be in. And he'll bring us to new levels and new places with him and our relationship with him daily. So Abba Father, I pray, I just ask you, Lord, to help us to be content where we find ourselves in the path that you have carefully laid out before us to walk in. Help us to trust your gentle Holy Spirit's guidance today and begin to flourish where we find ourselves, and become that living witness to others that maybe watching us, they may change also and decide to follow you. In Yeshua's precious name, amen. Shabbat shalom.